CPR News, I'm Joanne Allen. COVID-19 immunity has risen to the point in Colorado that public health officials say the emergency phase of the pandemic is over. State Health Department Director Jill Hunsaker-Ryan says more than 90% of residents are immune to the disease through infection or vaccination.
While we don't yet know the rate of waning immunity from Omicron or if a more severe variant will emerge, as a state, this does give us a breather.
Hunsaker-Ryan helped roll out a new response plan today that treats the virus more like an endemic disease, or one that's regularly found in the population. State utility regulators have approved a massive energy transmission project for the Eastern Plains. CPR Sam Brash reports.
Xcel proposed the $1.7 billion project along with other utilities. It would circle the Eastern Plains with high-voltage transmission lines and provide more than enough capacity for a rapid build-out of new wind and solar projects. Xcel says that's essential to meeting its climate targets and the state's. Environmental advocates and labor groups backed the efforts. Consumer advocates objected, saying the project was way bigger than necessary and shifted the risks of cost overruns onto ratepayers. The first segments of the project could come online in 2025. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado's two Democratic senators are praising President Biden's pick for the Supreme Court. Senator Michael Bennet calls Ketanji Brown Jackson an impressive and historic choice. Senator John Hickenlooper says she has an impressive background and the right experience for the job. You're listening to CPR News.